From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting another U.S. shooting. At least 20 victims are reported from a shooting at a handicapped training center in San Bernardino, California.
Our daughter's in there. She texted us about 30 minutes ago and said that there was a shooter. She thought he'd shot 10 to 20 people.
Police say there are as many as 14 people dead. The local sheriff's department says as many as three shooters may have been involved, and they may have fled in a black SUV. Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trading with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. However, at a news conference, Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov presented no actual evidence that Mr. Erdogan or any member of his family had been involved in trading IS oil. In Brussels Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. special operators could be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. But Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says Iraq does not need foreign combat troops on the ground. He said special operations must be done with the government's approval. Kerry expressed strong support for Mr. Abadi and said Wednesday the U.S. plans are being carried out with the Iraqi government's full consent. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the Nigerian-based militant group. There has been no independent confirmation on that claim. This is VOA News.